Have you ever felt an immediate connection with someone you absolutely shouldn't be attracted to? That's exactly what happens when Rue, a brilliant food nanotechnology engineer, meets Eli Kilgore at a bar after her hookup plans fall through. Their unexpected encounter crackles with intellectual compatibility and undeniable attraction. But their world turns upside down the very next day when Eli walks into Rue's workplace as a representative of the Harkness Group, the private equity firm that just purchased her company's loan. The professional stakes couldn't be higher. Rue's revolutionary bio-nano composite patent for extending produce freshness could be at risk, and she's fiercely loyal to Florence Klein, her mentor and company founder. Meanwhile, Eli represents the very firm that could dismantle everything she's worked for. Their positions make them natural enemies, yet the magnetism between them refuses to fade. "We could finish what we started the other night," Eli suggests during a tense moment in Rue's lab. "Get it out of our systems." This proposition becomes their justification for pursuing what they tell themselves will be a one-time physical encounter, a way to resolve the tension and move on with their professional lives. But can chemistry this powerful ever be contained within such neat boundaries? What begins as just sex quickly evolves into something far more complex. In their hotel room, Rue and Eli establish parameters but find themselves sharing intimate stories that create an unexpected emotional connection. For Rue, who has only known casual hookups with strict no-repeats rules, this territory is completely uncharted. Their physical connection becomes a gateway to vulnerability. Both carry deep wounds. Rue experienced food insecurity and an emotionally absent mother, while Eli sacrificed his youth raising his sister after their parents died. These shared traumas create understanding that transcends their professional conflict. When Rue's aggressive brother Vincent demands she sell their father's cabin, she turns to Eli for help. In her plant-filled sanctuary apartment, Rue breaks down crying, something she rarely allows herself to do. "Do you think there's another timeline where we're whole enough to love properly?" she asks, revealing her belief that trauma has made her incapable of normal emotional connections. "We don't need another timeline to do that," Eli responds, offering hope that healing is possible in this life. This tender exchange marks a turning point, their connection moving beyond physical into something that both terrifies and exhilarates them. As Rue and Eli develop trust, their company's conflict intensifies. While researching Harkness, Rue discovers legal documents showing Eli's proceedings against Klein Inc. The shocking truth emerges. Florence Klein stole the foundational technology from Eli and his partners during their time at UT. When confronted, Eli reveals the full story. Florence had been their professor when his partner Minami developed breakthrough fermentation technology. Florence disappeared with their work, quit the university, and claimed the patent as her own, erasing their contributions. Despite reporting her, Florence successfully portrayed herself as David fighting the university's Goliath. "When Rue asks if Harkness is revenge, I admit that's how it began," Eli explains, "but it evolved into something I'm proud of." Rue must now reevaluate everything about Florence, especially when she discovers Florence is selling company assets, including Rue's own microbial coding patent. Though Rue believed she had a written agreement protecting her ownership, the contract was never board ratified and is worthless. This creates a painful symmetry. Florence has stolen intellectual property twice. The parallel experiences connect Rue and Eli while forcing Rue to choose between professional ethics, personal loyalty, and justice. At the professional conflict's climax, Eli faces an impossible choice: secure Klein for Harkness or save Rue's patent. "You can't have both," his partner Hark tells him. Without hesitation, Eli chooses Rue's future over his vindication, a sacrifice marking his profound transformation. His quest for revenge has evolved into protecting someone he loves. When telling Rue, he confesses, "Out of all the people I've met, none has ever felt as necessary as you do, because I love you. even if you can never say it back, even if you're not capable of love. This declaration terrifies Rue, who never believed herself capable of normal emotional connections. Yet Eli's selflessness begins to crack her protective walls. At the ice rink where they first connected, Rue finally expresses her feelings. "I thought I could never be happy. But with you, Eli, you make me feel safe and accepted and enough. If you still want me to love you, I really think I can love you back, because I already do." This confession represents tremendous growth for Rue, who by accepting her capacity for love, embraces a new understanding of herself. Rue and Eli create a sanctuary where their deepest wounds are acknowledged without defining them. For Rue, whose childhood food insecurity created lasting anxiety, Eli's patience helps her navigate difficulties, cooking without fanfare and adapting to her triggers, like loud cabinet sounds or empty refrigerator shelves. His acceptance of her social awkwardness allows her authentic self to emerge. For Eli, who decided against having children after raising his sister Maya, Rue's understanding helps him process those difficult years. Their shared experiences with complicated sibling relationships foster mutual empathy that clarifies their family dynamics. Their physical relationship becomes a healing vehicle. Eli's dominance provides Rue with a framework to safely surrender control, significant for someone whose childhood required constant vigilance. Meanwhile, Rue's complete trust allows Eli to express previously hidden desires. When Eli proposes during a sunset hike, Rue's eventual acceptance, "I was so wrong about whether my story could ever be happy," marks a profound shift in her self-narrative. Their love doesn't erase past traumas, but creates a context where wounds heal through daily acts of patience and understanding. Throughout their journey, physical spaces serve as powerful metaphors for emotional states. Rue's plant-filled apartment reflects her self-sufficiency. The humidity chamber where she and Eli first worked together creates a protective bubble. Their first shared hotel room symbolizes what they initially see as temporary. Most significantly, the cabin Rue inherited from her estranged father transforms from a source of conflict to their engagement site, mirroring Rue's journey from isolation to connection. The ice rink holds special meaning, for Eli as a hockey player supporting his sister, and for Rue as an escape through figure skating. Their professional resolution demonstrates personal growth. Eli creates a nuanced compromise with Florence, balancing accountability with pragmatism. Rue establishes clear boundaries with remarkable composure. "I'd rather not surround myself with someone who'll hurt me just to get ahead." Their story reveals that true intimacy requires courage, risking hurt to experience love, and exposing wounds to allow healing. As Rue reflects, being with Eli hasn't meant changing herself. Rather, my life sparkles brighter with him. Home isn't necessarily where we come from, but where we choose to build our future.